Invention in history has also been drawn from the universal mind, whether the person consciously knew that or not. How do you draw from it? You do it through your awareness of it and by using your wonderful imagination. Look around you for needs waiting to be filled. Imagine if we had a great invention to do this, or imagine if we had a great invention to do that. Look for the needs and then imagine and think their fulfillment into being. You don't have to work out the discovery or the invention. The Supreme Mind holds that possibility. All you have to do is hold your mind on the end result and imagine feeling the need, and you will call it into being. As you ask and feel and believe, you will receive. There is an unlimited supply of ideas waiting for you to tap into and bring forth. You hold everything in your consciousness.
Divine mind is the one and only reality. Charles Fillmore.
John Assaraf.
We're all connected. We just don't see it. There isn't an out there and an in here. Everything in the universe is connected. It's just one energy field.
So whichever way you look at it, the result is still the same. We are one. We are all connected, and we are all part of the one energy field, or the one supreme mind, or the one consciousness, or the one creative source. Call it whatever you want, but we are all one. If you think about the law of attraction now, in terms of us all being one, you will see its absolute perfection. You will understand why your negative thoughts about someone else will return to harm only you. We are one. You cannot be harmed unless you call harm into existence by emitting these negative thoughts and feelings. You have been given free will to choose, but when you think negative thoughts and have negative feelings, you are separating yourself from the one and all good. Think about every negative emotion there is, and you will discover that every one of them is based in fear. They come from thoughts of separation and from seeing yourself as separate from another. Competition is an example of separation. First, when you have thoughts of competition, it is coming from a lack mentality. As you are saying, there is a limited supply. You are saying there is not enough for everybody, so we have to compete and fight to get things. When you compete, you can never win, even if you think you won. By the law of attraction, as you compete, you will attract many people and circumstances to compete against you in every single aspect of your life, and in the end, you will lose. We are all one, and so when you compete against you. You have to get competition out of your mind and become a creative mind. Focus only on your dreams, your visions, and take all competition out of the equation. The universe is the universal supply and supplier of everything. Everything comes from the universe and is delivered to you through people, circumstances, and events by the law of attraction. Think of the law of attraction as the law of supply. It is the law that enables you to draw from the infinite supply. When you emit the perfect frequency of what you want, the perfect people, circumstances, and events will be attracted to you and delivered. It is not people who are giving you the things you desire. If you hold that false belief, you will experience lack because you are looking at the outside world and people as the supply. The true supply is the invisible field, whether you call that the universe, the supreme mind, God, infinite intelligence, or whatever else. Whenever you receive anything, remember that you attracted it to you by the law of attraction and by being on the frequency and in harmony with the universal supply. The universal intelligence which pervades everything moved people, circumstances, and events to give that thing to you, because that is the law.
Lisa Nichols.
We often get distracted with this thing called our body and our physical being. That just holds your spirit. And your spirit is so big, it fills a room. You are eternal life. You're source energy. You are God manifested in human form, made to perfection.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Scripturally, we could say that we are the image and the likeness of God. We could say we are another way that the universe is becoming conscious of itself. We could say that we are the infinite field of unfolding possibility. All of that would be true.
99% of who you are is invisible and untouchable. R. Buckminster Fuller.
You are God in a physical body. You are spirit in the flesh. You are eternal life expressing itself as you. You are a cosmic being. You are all power. You are all wisdom. You are all intelligence. You are perfection. You are magnificence. You are the creator, and you are creating the creation of you on this planet.
James Ray.
Every great tradition has told you that you were created in the image and the likeness of the creative source. That means that you have God potential and power to create your world, and you are. And maybe you've created things to this point that are wonderful and worthy of you, and maybe you haven't. The question I'd ask you to consider is, do the results you have in your life, are they what you really want, and are they worthy of you? If they're not worthy of you, then when would now be the right time to change those? Because you have the power to do that.
All power is from within, and therefore under our control. Robert Collier.
You are not your past. Jack Canfield.
A lot of people feel like they're victims in life, and they'll often point to past events, perhaps growing up with an abusive parent or in a dysfunctional family. Most psychologists believe that about 85% of families are dysfunctional, so it's like all of a sudden you're not so unique. And my parents were alcoholics, my dad abused me, my mother divorced him when I was six. I mean, that's almost everybody's story in some form or not. So that's just called so what.